This music podcast is for Access 3 and above, including Intermediate 1 and 2, Standard Grade, General and Credit. It features all the basic musical concepts that you will need to be successful in this examination. Ascending. If the music is ascending, it is rising in pitch. If the music is descending, it is going down in pitch. Music can either move by step, or by leap. If the music uses every note, it is said to be chromatic. Here is the chromatic scale. This scale moves only by using semitones, i.e. the distance between a white note and a black note on the keyboard, or the distance between two frets on a guitar. Here is a major scale. Here is a minor scale. Here is a blues scale. All of the scales you've just heard use a combination of semitones and tones. A tone is the distance between C and D, missing out the black note. On the guitar, this would be the equivalent of going up two frets. Here is a whole tone scale. This scale uses no semitones whatsoever. It was a popular scale during the Impressionist movement. Another name for a scale is a mode. There are lots of different modes available to musicians. You don't need to be able to spot them. All you have to realise is that they are different from major and minor, blues and a whole tone. Here is an example of a mode. Listen to this scale. Did you notice that it consisted of one scale going up and one scale going down? Listen again. When music does this, it is called contrary motion. Contrary means opposite. Opposite motion. Here is a chord. A chord is any two or more notes played at the same time. There are an infinite number of chords available. Here are some you should know. The major. The minor. If I play the notes of a chord in quick succession up and down, this is called an arpeggio. If I play the notes of a chord in a pattern that rises and falls over time, this is called a broken chord. There are lots of different variations you can use when playing a broken chord. A chord change is when the music changes from one chord to another. A discord is a chord that features notes that don't normally go together. These notes that don't match are called dissonance. Notes that go together are called consonance. When the music speeds up, this is called an accelerando. When the music slows down, this is called a rallentando. Listen to the first excerpt again. Notice how it also gets louder. This is called a crescendo. The second excerpt gets quieter. This is called a diminuendo. Listen to this piece. Did you notice when the notes ascended, they got louder? These notes were accented. Accents very often come off the beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Most of the notes in the right hand of this piece were played off the beat. This is a very common feature of modern music. Playing off the beat is also called syncopation. Did you notice also that this piece repeats itself over and over? This is an example of repetition. In rock, pop, jazz, and many other modern styles, a phrase that repeats itself over like this is called a riff. Notice that this riff is also syncopated.
2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
In classical music, a phrase that repeats itself like this is called an ostinato. Here is a single line melody that you may know. Frère Jacques is a very famous round. A round is a piece in which a melody can be repeated over itself. Music that features many melodies overlapping like this is called contrapuntal music or polyphonic music.